coach, your team got up 2-0 early, ended up having a 4-2 lead late in the game, and they tied it up and sent it to OT. How are you feeling at that time in the game?
Well, you don't feel too good when you throw the puck in the stands like we did. I think it's in the rule book. Can't do that. I felt the game was played in different waves. We started right, and then we had some ozone time in the first period, but not going anywhere. So we're having ozone time, but we're not shooting the puck enough, creating shooting lanes, but not shooting the puck. And then they have one chance, half breakaway, and they score. Change the momentum there. Then we got it back, and obviously the 5-on-3 gave them a chance to come back. I thought the second period, we had some chances to shoot the puck again, and we didn't. And when we did, not enough net traffic. But third period, we had good ozone time with shots, with traffic, and in the overtime, I think we were on the better team on the ice.
A lot of talk recently, obviously, with Comrie and Rossby making their NHL debuts. Today you had two players making their AHL debuts, including Spachik for the first time. Can you tell us about their play tonight?
I like them. Harkins played some games last year, but it's a new season this year. Very smart player on the ice. You can see that he thinks the game right. He can create some stuff offensively, but he's also reliable defensively. They picked up the system pretty quick. Spachik, great hands, really good on the power play, can move the puck. You know, I played them on a regular shift, and I felt comfortable doing it. They were giving me all the reasons in the world to play them because they were playing the right way.
For some, it might seem odd to play a creative player like Spachik on the fourth line between players that maybe not have the same talent level. But that fourth line was really going tonight like it maybe hasn't in some time. Is that true?
Well, there's a combination there of respect. I think Kramer is respected in the league, so people don't go too much around him, or not as much as they would against somebody else. And Ryan Olsen's got some speed, and, you know, yeah, you want to see him with players that can create, you know, offensively maybe a bit more. But that's his debut, and he was on the power play. So I think it was the ice time he got and the players he was playing with. They were pretty good with him.
So Leo's playing both center and wing. What do you like about his versatility?
I like it very much. It's something we talked before the season started to have him playing both position and have him feel comfortable as a center and as a winger, and on both sides. As a right winger, he's a left shot, but being able to play on both sides, I mean, it's just helping the person to have a bigger or more tools in this toolbox, and for him to adjust and being able to take face-offs and play the power play, play the PK, and being able to play on the wing, because he's a natural center, that's I think it's going to open doors for him.
Sunday afternoon is your team's last home game of the year. Obviously, you want to close things out on a good note for the hometown fans. How are you planning to do that?
Well, we're going to look at the video tonight and tomorrow. We're going to go as what we usually do. I mean, it's the last game, and the season went by quick. But we want to do it right, and winning hockey games is... it's what you want to achieve every single night. And it feels better when you win the game. So last game home, we want to take advantage of it. And we want to also, in our way, say thank you to the fans. We'll get ready the same way. I mean, our routine is pretty good, the way we do things. And I'm sure we'll be ready.
Lastly, how happy were you to see Brandon Kitchen get the monkey off his back and score that OT winner?
Well, very happy. He had great chances recently, hitting the post here and there, and that's good for him. I mean, you could see the guys on top of winning the game. The guys were really happy for him. He's a great teammate. He's a great person. Just really happy for him.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.